con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Baugan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Baugan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Baugan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés.
Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary.
Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa.
Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado.
No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Baugan.
Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz.
De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media.
Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844.
La tienda Baugan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Baugan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Baugan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupobaugan.com/clases telefónicas.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Amigos, welcome to the party. I mean, the show with no name, English class. Ah, who said that your English class can't be like a party? Who said you can't have fun learning English? I want to talk to that person. Bring him to me. Somebody said, English is boring. I don't like English. Really? I guess you haven't discovered Vaughan Radio yet. That's right, amigos. Vaughan Radio is the place to learn some English, don't you know? Oh, 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 you've got no excuses with Fitz and Richard Vaughan live. Drive time with Kyle Miller and test your English with Ximena. And don't forget about La Hora Extra to the lunchtime show. Tons of shows to get you going in English, my friends. It is Vaughan Radio. I tried. I tried to include all the different shows in my little improvisational song there, but I did what I could. I see you guys got a kick out of it. To get a kick out of it is te has divertido, te has reído. To get a kick out of something, which isn't the same as something having a lot of kick, which we looked at yesterday. Que tiene mucho punch. All right, well, we need to look at our homophones because I left you guys hanging there. But before we look at homophones, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. I want you guys to tell me what you hear. You don't have to tell me the foreign language, the English part. Okay, here we go. It's the third listen of today's Say What soundbite.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
But what I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody should change. Каждый может измениться.
Let's go on over to our homophone section, which we were looking at right now, and let's see how you guys did on that section. The first one to participate is our amigo Born to Iron Man, and let's see how he did. He says, versus sound alike. Okay, so harina y flor suenan igual. Okay, let's see if people agree with you. Nata says the words and are absolutely homophones. Oh, so Nata, no doubt in your mind. Okay. Como you say, sin atisbo de duda, I think you say. We say, without a shadow of a doubt. Great word to write. Write that one down, guys, if you want to sound good in English, right? Let's see, when I hear this song, I remember about Lara. When I hear this song, it reminds me, I think you want to say, Nata, I think about Lara, or it reminds me of Lara, I think is what you are trying to say there. Lemura says, the two words are and they are homophones. I learned it the first time I heard someone pronouncing harina correctly. See, that's the one. Todo el mundo, todos pronuncian la palabra flor correctamente. ¿Por qué? No sé. Pues está escrito para que, de alguna manera, que tú digas, claro, así se dice. Sin embargo, nevertheless, or however, guess what? El otro, harina, he oído esa pronunciada mal mil veces. Ahora, la pregunta, ¿se pronuncian igual? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they are homophones. O sea, Let's keep it simple here. If you know how to say the word flor, flower, ¿quién no sabe decir flower? Todo el mundo sabe decir la palabra flower. Es una de estas palabras que te enseña. My tailor is rich, my mother's in the kitchen, and I have a flower. You know, I don't know. But it's one of those basic words, cat, dog, flower. I know with my daughter right now. We're looking at flowers, trees, dogs, cats, you know, basic nouns, sustantivos básicos, y luego vamos viendo los verbos que hacen. This is how I'm doing it with my daughter, at least. I'm like, okay, I say, that's a monkey, and the monkey's swinging in the tree, and the monkey says, ooh, so that monkey becomes like a three-dimensional thing that has an activity that it does, it has a sound that it makes as well. So yes, now the problem is I've heard so many people pronounce the word harina como flor, 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 flor. I've heard everything in many cases but the word flower. And it sounds exactly the same. So, in fact, I don't know. I'm sure somewhere in the world, in some boutique, somewhere, some specialty foods place, they have flour that's made of flowers. Possibly. Sounds good, right? Has aroma in it. Let's see. Let's see if it, I guarantee, you guys want to bet? Here's another friendly bet. Is there flour made of flour? Let's see. Cause that, I mean, it's a, flour, flowers meet flour. How is flour? No. Guys, you want to make it rich? you want to, there would be, it would be a cool play on words. Flour, flour. I don't know if, I imagine you'd have to do your research and find out if these are edible flowers, because not all flowers are edible. The word edible siendo comestible. All right. So yes, my amigos, they are homophones. And the words, we didn't go over the other words. The other words in the fried chicken recipe were cornstarch. I think you say maicena in Spanish. Cornstarch. In fact, the word starch is that stuff that comes out of potatoes, right? And pasta, starch, almidón, fécula, it says over here. That's starch. So we say almidón de maíz would be corn starch. And the last one, as I said, oh no, seasoned salt we looked at, and buttermilk. Oh, si no has probado pancakes hechos de buttermilk, no has vivido. You haven't lived. I'm sure my friend Alberto Estevez, who's tuned in from Dallas, Texas. Howdy, partner. What's up, Alberto? That's awesome. I was just watching, I think it was a document, Madrileños por el Mundo, something like this on TV, and they were in Texas. And my wife has been there. She's not American, but she's been to Texas. And I've never been to Texas. So I'm sure our buddy Alberto can tell you about some really good fried chicken that he's tasted over there, some buttermilk pancakes. And remember, in the United States, more butter, more sugar. Okay, we can talk about the side effects of that afterwards. But again, I think if you do everything in moderation, because you don't want to eat grilled chicken every day either, right? So it's good to sometimes say, you know, I'm gonna have some fried chicken. The problem is when you eat fried chicken every day, well, maybe your arteries will get clogged up and all that stuff. So, but that doesn't mean you can't indulge from time to time. And the word indulge, indulges, escribes, darte el gusto, to indulge. And remember this, quite simple. If you do it every day, it's not indulging. It's a habit. But if you do it from time to time, you have fried chicken or whatever, then it's indulging. It's not something that you're doing every day. And you know what? You'll enjoy it more. I know it just for myself. I used to go out when I was a youngster. Listen to me like I'm some old man. I used to go out every day. I lived in the center. I would eat out. I would have dinner out. I mean, that was, you know, that was what I did. I went out every day. And now I don't even want to think about, I mean, just thinking about that kind of lifestyle stresses me out. So interesting how in moderation, I feel like now when I go out, which is once in a blue moon, como va la expresión, rara vez, I enjoy it more because I don't go out very often. So in moderation. All right, my amigos, it's time to move on, though. It's time to go to another place. We're in Texas with our amigo, but I figure we could also take a trip to Hollywood since it's right next door. Not at all. I love that when people say, oh, you're from the States, Alberto? Oh, man, you're from New York. Oh, cool. I have a friend from Hollywood. And I'm like, yeah, that's about 6,000 kilometers. Like, that's like, you know, the distance between here and Moscow or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we don't know every, but I'm sure it happens to you guys in Spain. Someone's, oh, it is España. Tengo un amigo que vive en Cuenca. You're like, yeah, I live in, Cádiz. It's not like, you know, right there. Tell him I said hi either way. All right. Well, folks, we are off to Hollywood since here on the radio, we can, you know, travel back and forth in time. We can go at the speed of light. We can do whatever we want. It's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie. Okay, I can give you the trailer. I'm going to give you the trailer first. We'll see if you can figure out what movie it is based on the trailer. And then we'll go into it and we'll do a little scene from it, okay? And we'll look at the English that we can learn from it, okay? Jason Jai says, we watched Tomorrow's War on Saturday. Oh, cool. Now, is that the name of the movie? Tomorrow's War on Saturday or Tomorrow's War on Saturday? I don't know. It's confusing. Okay, here's the trailer for today's movie. A Phoenix secretary embezzles $40,000 from her employer's client, goes on the run, and checks into a remote motel run by a young man under the domination of his mother. Whoa! It's a lot happening. Let's see. Arts, that's not a complete sentence there, right? Guys, when I ask you what movie you watched, I'm not really interested in the movie so much as that you show me that you can use the structure in English. Not, remember, I never ever want just one or two word answers, like incomplete sentences. I don't know. Does Tosh have you guys, when you participate with Tosh, does she say, guys, you don't have to write complete sentences, just write, you know, 23, and good, there we go. Born to Iron Man, ladies and gentlemen, look at him go. It's a tough one because there's a lot happening in this trailer. So, Born to Iron Man. Also, Kubla as well, Jason Jai. The movie is Psycho. That's right. In Spanish, I believe you call it Psicosis, no? In English, it's Psycho. And a psycho es una persona, es una... Man, that guy's a psycho. Está loco. Está pira. Psycho es, no es loco. Es loquísimo. Está como una cabra. That guy is psycho. And, of course, this is the story of the Bates Motel. The Bates Motel. And let's take a look at the trailer, and then we'll go into the scene. A phoenix, vamos a pronunciarlo, no es phoenix en inglés, es phoenix. E, phoenix. A phoenix secretary embezzles $40,000. Now remember, 40,000, ¿cómo se escribe? 40,000.000 céntimos, right? So punto es diferente que coma ahí. So, and to embezzle is malversar, defraudar, right? It's to take money fraudulently, okay? To embezzle, palabrón, E-M-B-E-Z-Z-L-E. Say that word to your English teacher. Say, oh, he was convicted of embezzlement. Se va a quedar de, whoa, ¿cómo sabías tú esa palabra? Say, well, I watch Psycho. Well, I listened to Psycho on the show with no name. So let's continue here with this trailer. A phoenix secretary embezzles $40,000 from her employer's client. Del cliente de su empleada. Empleado, okay? So $40,000. Employer is the person who pays. Employee is the person who works, okay? And client, cliente, evidentemente. And she goes on the run, a la fuga, on the run, and checks into, we check into a hotel or a motel, you check out of it, check in, check out. I think you know that one. ¿Qué hora es el check out? No? And checks into a remote motel, remote, en medio de la nada, remoto, you say the same thing. Run by, llevado por, este run es muy importante, se usa mucho más que correr, yo creo, llevar algo, manejar algo. Run by a young man under the domination of his mother. And that's, of course, Mrs. Bates. So we got Norman Bates, we've got the Bates Motel, and Mama Bates. And I love it. Felix says, Ava Max's song, Sweet But Psycho. I love that song. Oh, she's sweet but psycho, a little bit psycho. Un poco loco. Muy bien. Felix finding it there in the music. All right, so cool movie, scary movie. And let's go through the scene over here. Marion Crane says nervously, yes, I didn't intend to sleep so long. I almost had an accident. Oh, no. Sorry, I skipped a line here. So let me stop. Let me start at the top. I started with the second line. Sorry. A highway patrol officer says, hold it there. Hold it there. Espera un minutito. No te muevas. Hold it there. In quite a hurry. Tienes bastante prisa. We said you're in a rush before Russian, remember? You're in quite a hurry. Vas con bastante prisa. And Marion answers nervously, yes, I didn't intend to sleep so long. No, tuve la intención de dormir tanto tiempo. I almost had an accident last night from sleepiness. Casi tuve un accidente de haber estado dormida. So I decided to pull over. And to pull over is ponerte a un lado de la carretera, to pull over. So I decided to pull over. And the patrol officer says, you slept here all night? ¿Dormiste aquí toda la noche? And Marion says, yes. As I said, I couldn't keep my eyes open. No pude mantener los ojos abiertos. And the highway patrol officer says, there are plenty of motels in this area. Esto se llama foreshadowing. Vas contando lo que va a pasar antes de lo que pasa. And he says, there are plenty of motels in this area. You should have checked into one. Pero luego él se interrumpe. And he says, I mean, just to be safe. Para estar segura, ¿no? And Marion says, I didn't intend to sleep all night. I just pulled over. Pull over otra vez. Si te dice un policía, pull over, ponte a un lado de la carretera. Don't play with that. And then she says, have I broken any laws? No les gusta esta pregunta, okay? ¿He roto alguna ley, alguna regla? He says, no, ma'am. Ma'am is madam, pero sí de ma'am. Si queremos ser más cortés, we say, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Do you know what time it is? Okay, eso es más. Yo lo diría, si no conozco a alguien y estoy por la calle, say, excuse me, sir, do you know what time it is? Pardon me, ma'am. Ma'am and sir es muy de educación. Ma'am viniendo de madam, pero nadie dice madam, al menos no en Estados Unidos. We say sir and ma'am, okay? And then Marion says, I'm free to go, right? I'm free to go. Que estoy libre para irme entonces. No tengo que estar aquí. No he hecho nada, ninguna infracción. And the highway officer says, is anything wrong? ¿Ocurre algo? ¿Algo pasa? Is anything wrong? And Marion says, of course not. Am I acting as if there's something wrong? And remember, the stage direction said nervously. So está nerviosa, visibly nervous. And of course not. I'm acting, am I acting as if there's something wrong? ¿Me estoy comportando como si pasara algo? And the highway patrol officer says, frankly, francamente, que se dice igual, yes, yes. And she goes, please, I'd like to go. And the highway patrol officer says, well, is there? I? And she says, is there what? I qué? I've told you there's nothing wrong, except that I'm in a hurry and you're taking up my time. Vimos esto antes, ocupar, to take up. Time to take up space, ocupar. Apúntate este phrasal verb, muy importante. To take up time, to take up space. And then she starts up the car engine. Enciende el coche. And the highway patrol officer says, now just a moment, un momento. He says, turn off your motor, please. Acaba, apaga el motor, por favor, turn off. He says, may I see your license? ¿Puedo ver tu carnet? And Marion says, why? And he says, please. So, you know, there's a lot of tension. Obviously, it's I'm acting it out. But in the actual scene, there's a lot of tension. And this is, I mean, everybody knows that this movie is a classic. Not just a classic horror film, but a classic. And the thing is, Alfred Hitchcock said it, one of the most important parts of this movie was the music, the score, la música de fondo. The score was written by a guy named Bernard Herrmann. And when he realized what a good job he had done and how pleased he was with him, Alfred Hitchcock, with the composer, he decided to double his salary. He said, listen, esto no pasa. Hoy en día, they would never just say, you know what? The music you made for this movie is perfect. It's excellent. I couldn't have asked for better. I'm doubling your salary. Well, that's what Alfred Hitchcock did to Bernard Herrmann. And in fact, here's an interesting fact. Alfred Hitchcock, he envisioned the shower sequence, the famous shower scene, as completely silent. But this guy, Bernard Herrmann, said, well, I have an idea for it. I'm going to score it anyway. Voy a poner música de todas formas. He can take it out later if he wants. Lo puede quitar Alfred, el director, luego si quiere. But I'm going to put it in because I've got a good idea. And thank God he put that music in there, because his original instructions were no music in the shower scene, complete silence. And now that, guys, imagine that. And Alfred Hitchcock knew right away, enseguida, he said, that music stays in that scene. It's perfect. And he said, I'm going to double your salary. So very, very interesting. As many of you know, the movie was shot in black and white. So it's very cool, too. It gives it that eerie feeling. Eerie es como inquietante. And it was a very secretive project, too, as many of Alfred Hitchcock's project. In fact, his projects. He made the cast and crew take a vow, una promesa, a vow. He made them raise their right hand and promise not to divulge not one word of the script to anyone. And he said if they broke that promise, you know what would happen. Okay, well, I don't have to tell you. And in fact, the end of the script was withheld from the actors. Withheld es que no se los dio. So to withhold, en pasado, withheld. It was withheld from the actors because he's like, I don't want you guys to know. And another interesting thing, Walt Disney, the one and only Walt Disney, refused, se negó. He refused to let Alfred Hitchcock film at Disneyland in the early 1960s. He wanted to film a scene at Disneyland for another movie. But according to Disney, he said, I don't want that guy here filming our movie. He's that guy that made that disgusting movie, Psycho. So this movie disgusted, this classic, this masterpiece, disgusted Walt Disney. He didn't like it. And the funny thing, the irony now, is do you know where the Psycho House is? The Bates Motel, as it's called? Well, they moved it from its original location, but it's still on Universal Studios lot. Okay? And so the competition, Disney's competition, at least in the theme park industry, Universal Studios. So Disney's like, it's disgusting. Universal Studios said, it's classic. This is a piece of movie history. So it's funny how perspective, the same way I told you guys last week, I think it was, or a couple weeks ago when I was doing the show, that Tim Burton was fired from Disney for being too dark. So I think there's a lesson that we can take from that. You know, you got to be yourself no matter what, because in the end, that's your signature. In fact, when I studied film, I took film classes. There's something called the auteur, pardon my French pronunciation, the auteur theory, which means basically that you can see the mark of an artist in all their work. So you'll know a Picasso when you see it. You'll know an Alfred Hitchcock movie when you see it, because there are certain conventions that they use over and over. Very, very interesting. And Alfred Hitchcock, you can see the auteur theory all throughout his movies. There's a little homework for you. Watch a classic Alfred Hitchcock movie. Even if it's not Psycho, watch another one, The Birds, or whichever one, maybe one you haven't seen yet. All right, guys, we got to do this real quick because we have to go to a commercial break, but it's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And this is where I give you a challenge. And you guys have to use the same word twice in this challenge. So you got to translate this section, this sentence, excuse me, using the same word twice. Are you ready? Okay, don't give me the answer yet, because we literally have 30 seconds. Well, not even 30 seconds before our commercial break. So no te rajes, sino... no te rajes, coma, okay? No te rajes, no te echas para atrás, ese rajar, okay? No te rajes, si no, te van a llamar gallina. So no te rajes, o no tengas miedo, no te echas para atrás, porque si no, te van a llamar gallina. That is today's Double Trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around. Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Baugan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Okay, now tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Ah, Platón, amigo, déjame hablarte de la paradoja del ejecutivo monilingüe.
¿La qué, Aristóteles?
En el futuro, todas las mujeres y hombres importantes de la Tierra necesitarán comunicarse en la misma lengua para prosperar en sus trabajos, o de lo contrario, no podrán ascender y obtener grandes ganancias. Esa lengua se llamará inglés.
Ajá, lo comprendo, querido Aristóteles, pero sus trabajos y el quehacer cotidiano mantendrán a los hombres y a las mujeres ocupados. Y no tendrán tiempo de aprender el foráneo lenguaje. He ahí la paradoja.
Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, Zaragoza y Madrid. Ven a vernos a cualquiera de nuestras academias de inglés Vaughan. Ven a vernos sin ningún compromiso. Queremos conocerte. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth. I can't believe it. I just said the second. I really lost track here because we are in the fourth and final part of today's show. So here we go, the Say What soundbite for the fourth time.
In here, there were two guys killing each other, but I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
So what I'm trying to say is if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change. Каждый может измениться.
All right, there you go, folks. That was the last listen. Hopefully somebody will get it word for word. Let's take a look, though. It's time for today's Double Trouble. We were looking at our Double Trouble Challenge. I'll give it to you again, just in case you're joining us right now. No te rajes, no te eches para atrás. Si no, te van a llamar gallina. Okay, so let's see. Kubla, looks like you're the first one to participate. And Kubla says, don't chicken out. Otherwise, they're going to call you a chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, he got it. Awesome job. Kubla, don't chicken out. Otherwise, or else. También te vale or else. Or otherwise. Muy bien. They're going to call you a chicken. And nobody calls me chicken. That's a good movie, by the way. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Nobody calls me chicken. Let's see. I think if some other people got it as well. Lemura says, don't chick out. Ooh, well, careful. Lemura, a chick is a baby. Son los pollitos, los amarillos, the little ones. Those are little chicks, the cute ones, right? A chicken would be... We already had the sound effects, but I can make my own. So don't chicken out. Otherwise, or else, yo uria, usaría, or else, pero otherwise, nos vale. They will call you a chicken. Jason Jai, you got it as well. Excellent job. All right, well, we need to move on, my amigos. It's time for a section where we use a little humor to learn English. It's called You're Joking.
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. A section of the show where I tell you probably one of the most amazing jokes you'll ever hear in your life. Okay. All right. You caught me. I'm joking. ¿Ves? Pero quería enseñarte en contexto. Estoy de coña. También es I'm joking. Because normally, si estás contando un chiste, you wouldn't say I'm joking. You would say I'm telling a joke. So to joke is bromear. But to tell a joke is contar un chiste. And I want to warn you guys, I want to just remind you that telling a joke, timing is so important. So no solo es... La frase o el juego de palabras, or what we call the punchline, la parte que es graciosa del chiste, but it's the timing as well behind that joke, because if you take the pause in the wrong place, it's just not as funny, is it? All right, but it's not as funny as these jokes that are just amazing. But here's what you guys need to do. What I want you to do is to see if you guys get these jokes. A ver si pillas los chistes que compartimos de día a día aquí. All right, so here we go. Why did the chicken cross the basketball court? Ahora te recuerdo que hay un chiste muy común, que es why did the chicken cross the road? ¿No? ¿Por qué cruzó la gallina la carretera? Y hay como these chicken crossing, es como los knock knock. Hay como una serie de chistes. Like your mama jokes también. Your mama's so fat. Your mama's... O sea, que hay chistes que tienen su propia categoría. Y esta es una de ellas. No sé si en español. Why did the chicken cross the road? Y luego te pones... Because... yo me acuerdo una que decíamos de joven. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because Frank Perdue was running after him. Now, la granja más grande de gallinas, o la marca más potente en Estados Unidos, es Perdue. Y se supone, bueno, el actor, no sé si es la persona, but was Frank Perdue. Era como el jefe, el tío de las gallinas. So, why did the chicken cross the road? Because Frank Perdue was chasing him, por ejemplo. All right, but there are many, many. Just like your mama's so stupid, your mama's so funny, your mama's so fat, your mama's so whatever. I think there are actually even joke competitions around these jokes. All right, so let's see if you get this joke, and if you get it, you can explain it to me and the other students as well. Why did the chicken cross the basketball court, not the road in this case? No, la cancha de baloncesto. Because the referee called. A foul. A foul. The referee called a foul. No. Okay. Wow. Anybody know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow? Como decimos muchas veces en inglés, cuando estamos en una situación incómoda, es check, please, la cuenta, por favor, como sácame de aquí. María says, didn't get it. Who? Si no me pones sujeto en tu frase, no sé quién. Tu vecina. Oh, maybe your neighbor didn't get it. Okay. Well, sorry for your neighbor. I'm going to assume, if you guys don't use full sentences, I'll fill in the blanks with my own subjects. Okay. Anybody get it? Jason Jai, you got it? Oh, wow. It's a big one here. Big, well, big. It's a tough one, and I think it's not for every level here. Usually, I think this would be for a higher level student. So, foul. Well, we need to know that to call a foul is what a referee does. To call, me encanta esto, apúntate esto. Call es llamar, ¿no? Pero también call es pitar. Y dicen, the referee called a foul. No es que llamó una falta, es pitó. He said, he called, okay, foul. Piénsalo, lo llama a la mesa. He calls a foul. Y de hecho, de ahí viene la expresión, I call it like I see it. Y eso es, yo lo pito como lo veo, como yo no me invento cosas. Esto es lo que hay, blanco y negro, right? I call it like I see it. Okay, so that's that usage of the word call there. So why did the chicken cross the basketball court? Because the referee called foul. Pitó falta, F-O-U-L. But also the word foul, F-O-W-L, es ave de corral. Corral, dos R's. Pensaba que era una R. ¿Ves? Guys, I'm learning Spanish every day, preparing these shows, believe me. In fact, the other day, my wife said, ¿estás usando unas palabras últimamente, you know, in Spanish? And I said, oh, thanks. I said, well, you know, I'm doing what I tell my students to do. Surround yourself. It's easy for me. I live in Spain, right? But I surround myself with Spanish, reading, listening, you know, and some of it's, and then of course, the nature of my job. I'm preparing things where I have to teach you guys things in English. Well, I have to know it in Spanish as well. So we're learning together on this journey here, amigos. So foul, ave de corral. So he called foul. Dijo, ave de corral, ven. So why did he? Okay, I know it was really bad. Jason Jai says it's a pun on foul and foul. Great, Jason Jai. What level, Maribel? Vaya nivel, Maribel. And Nata, you got it too. Excellent job. Nata, you're on fire today. You're even going to get the Russian part of today's Say What soundbite. But right now, guys, before we check our Say What soundbite, I think it's time for a little celebration. What do you guys say? Are you up for it? You feel like celebrating? All right, cool. Let's do it. It's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And as I know you guys, I know you're detectives. I know it. I know that you guys are good at getting clues and things like that. I've given you a couple clues already throughout the show. So if you were paying attention, remember, there are reasons to listen to the whole show, because if you come at the end, well, you might not have that advantage that many people have during famous birthdays. The same way I always tell you guys, if you're following Vaughn on social media, if you're following me, if you're following my colleagues, it's just going to give you a little more of an advantage, all right? And again, it'll expose you to things more. Because if you hear the words, great, but then if later Natasha posts it and you see it visually, it's just going to increase the odds of you remembering that. So remember, it all goes hand in hand. Todo va juntito, hand in hand. Okay, so the first birthday girl was born in 1927. She passed, se puede decir passed on or passed away or simplemente passed in 2004. She went by a stage name. So her stage name is different than her birth name. But she was an American actress. She was also a singer, dancer, and author. She worked in show business, right? La farándula, for over 5 decades, which is remarkable. She was raised in California in a working class home, de clase obrera, media, right? Working class. And she was discovered at the age of 18. It's crazy because when we hear about Hollywood's heyday, el apogeo de Hollywood, we realized people were discovered, you know, people, we found the next star. That's the way it worked. And now, well, I guess people discover people on YouTube. It's a different system for finding talent, because I feel like back then you had to go through that system. But now, if you have a YouTube page and millions of people come, you don't need Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers will come find you. See what I mean? Warner Brothers will be like, hey, wait, who's this guy who's got millions? Let's call him and see if he wants to collaborate. That's how that works. So this got her a deal or a contract with MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the famous movie studio. And she was in radio programs. Remember, before movies, there was a lot of radio plays going on. And one person who was really big in that world was none other than El Mismísimo, none other than Orson Welles. So she was in that as well. And she was in many movies. She was in Touch of Evil, speaking of Orson Welles, with Orson Welles. She had worked with him before. Also in the movie Safari, Angels in the Outfield, Act of Violence, Little Woman. Then she was in the psychological thriller called Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock. That was in 1960. And for her performance, she won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress, Actriz Secundaria. And she also earned a nomination, but she was in many other movies as well throughout her career. And she's written books and, well, no stranger to the screen or the stage. Screen, pantalla, stage, escenario. All right, number two. This guy was born to rock around the clock tonight. He's gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. He's gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. He's gonna rock around the clock tonight. I'm gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. I'm gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. That guy. The guy who did that one. But he did many other songs with his Comets. The name of his group was The Comets. They sold millions of these early rock and roll hits. And yesterday, this is almost a continuation. Yesterday, we were talking about Sun Records, or Sun Studios, as it's called now. And we were talking about where rock and roll came from. And these guys just took it a step further. Lo llevaron un paso más allá. And they made it like this $1 million selling. I mean, it turned it into the business it is today. And so this guy also did See You Later, Alligator. And, oh, the other one, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. We're going to shake, rattle, and roll. And all these classics. Shake, agitarse. Rattle is, a ver, rattle es cascabel, pero es hacer ruido, traquetear, agitarse. Shake, rattle, and roll. Y roll es regodear, ¿no? Moverse, to roll. Or, you know, bueno, de eso viene el rock. And roll, de movimientos del cuerpo. So if you think about it, rock and roll is a, you can study, you can get a degree, I imagine. Does it exist? Rock and rollology? Rock and rollología? Debería. It should exist. this guy, one of the pioneers too, one of the pioneers as far as rock and roll is concerned. And last but not least, this guy's pretty sly, astuto. Pero también porque es su apodo. Yeah, that's right. But it's interesting because his first name is really a different name than everybody calls him. He also played Rocky. I think his most famous role is Rocky, Rambo, Tango from Tango and Cash. No, I think he was Cash. ¿Cuál era? Tango or Cash? Man, come on. This is the one and only. This guy, you gotta love this guy. He's, you know, we've grown up with him and he's still making movies. And let's be honest, he is one ugly dude. Es bastante feete. I mean, let's be honest though, he's in great shape. And how old is he now? If he was born today in 1946, like, this guy's in his 70s and he looks better than me. I'll tell you that right now. His body, at least. I don't know about his nose. He looks like he's got a broken nose, like it's crooked, right? Y su apodo es Sly, S-L-Y, otra vez, que es astuto. Muchas veces decimos sly like a fox. All right, we've got some winners over here. Well, no, we've got one winner, ladies and gentlemen, born to Iron Man. Great job. Number one, Janet Lee. Number two is Bill Haley. And number three is Sylvester Stallone. Si lo dices así, tenemos que hablar. Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone. Pero no Sylvester Stallone. Y le llaman Sly. Sly Stallone en los Estados Unidos también. His real name is Michael Sylvester Gardenzio Stallone. Yeah, nice Italian boy. And he is the master. I gotta say, Sylvester Stallone. Gotta love that guy. Because he's self-made. Se hizo él mismo. You know, he wrote Rocky. He was out there as a struggling artist. So, you know, you might be able to say, oh, siempre ha de yo. A lot of people laugh at Sylvester Stallone. But I think the guy deserves respect because he's still doing it on his terms. And he started out doing it on his terms, too. In fact, there are a lot of interesting stories. If you want to read interesting stories about people struggling, luchando, just to make it, Sly Stallone, he's your man. And that brings us over to our Say What soundbite today, which is Rocky IV. I loved Rocky IV. I remember seeing it in the movie theater. Maybe that was the last movie I saw. And this is that famous speech in the end of the movie. And they're in the ring, in el cuadrilátero, and Rocky just defeated the Russian, who seemed like he was unbeatable, right? This guy seemed like, nope, not even a steam train could take him down. And, well, Rocky, the underdog, el menos favorito, wins. Guys, Rocky usually wins at the end. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, he learns, he suffers, and in the end, he wins. That's the whole story. The Rocky story is the American story, the underdog. I don't have anything, but I'm going to work hard to make something. Okay? And I'm going to win, and I'm going to lose, and there's going to be ups, and there's going to be downs. Altibajos, ups and downs. And I like, that's something I like about it. Rocky embodies that story. Right? Personifica, I think you say in Spanish, personifies, embodies that classic American tale, tale siendo cuento. And at the end, here's Rocky, you know, in his redemption moment saying, I judged you guys wrong. We can all change because that's the battle here. Apollo, his friend, has a creed, tiene un credo. Viste lo que, okay, bad joke. But Apollo Creed had a creed. That was, you can't change who you are. And Rocky begs to differ. Él dice, pues no estoy de acuerdo. I beg to differ. And he goes, in here, there were two guys killing each other. In here, el cuadrilátero, the ring, in the arena. There were two guys killing each other. This is right after a boxing match. So those of you who said he was out of breath, yeah, he was beat up literally and physically and emotionally. And he goes, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million. Pero supongo que es mejor que 20 millones. Y es raro como dice ese millones. He says, millions, millions. But él lo dice así. So I guess that's better than 20 million. I guess what I'm trying to say is, supongo lo que estoy intentando decir es, if I can change, si yo puedo cambiar, and you can change, y tú puedes cambiar, everybody can change, todo el mundo puede. Cambiar. And I took that message. I gotta be honest. I think I was at the right age to get that message because I remember thinking to myself always when you can't change, Alberto, that's who you are, thinking of Rocky. So I'm realizing this right now live on the air. This movie, this motto, this slogan, this way of thinking has affected my life tremendously. So thanks a lot, Rocky, and happy birthday, Sylvester Stallone. Let's hear him do it, and I'll do my Russian translation for the last time.
In here, there were two guys killing each other, but I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
So what I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change. Каждый может измениться.
Now, I don't know Russian, but I can imagine that Minitsa is change.
¿Ves? No me digas que estamos aprendiendo ruso de escucharlo cuatro veces. Minitsa? Hey, I need you to confirm that, Nata. Is Minitsa change? Because if that's the case, we just learned some Russian from Rocky IV in English. Oh, wow, that's weird. All right, guys, it's time for our last section on today's show. It's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Oh, man, I'm a show with no name. A show with no name. A show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the final part of the show. We literally have about a minute, so let's make it count. Thank you so much to all of you guys for being here, for learning, for laughing with me and enjoying this two-hour program. Up next, you got Ximena with Test Your English. After that, you got the Lunchtime Show with Rob and our amiga Andrea. What great chemistry. American accent, British accent, all rolled into one show, and tons of other great shows all throughout the afternoon. So don't forget Vaughn Radio. Keep it locked here. Download the app and you'll continue to learn English for free. All right. Well, here we go, my amigos. Tell me what today's song is. Oh, Nata confirms. Great. So we're learning Russian here as well. Awesome. Okay. Pues veo a mi chica andando con otro hombre hoy. Pues veo a mi chica andando con otro hombre hoy. Cuando le pregunté qué ocurre, when I asked her what's the matter, esto es lo que le oí decir. This is what I heard her say. Te veo luego, caimán. En un rato, cocodrilo. Te veo luego, caimán. En un rato, cocodrilo. ¿No ves que estás en medio ahora? Can't you see you're in my way now? ¿No ves que me cortas las alas? Apúntate esta, ¿eh? To cramp my style. Don't you know you cramp my style? Eso es cuando tu madre te dice, espera, arréglate. Mom, you're cramping my style here, you know? Me estás cortando las alas.